Good morning. Welcome to City Beat, brought to you by the City of Maysville. It is great to have in the studio our tourism director, Kaylin Bailey. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you, Robert?
Doing fine, thank you. Big weekend coming up. When it comes to Maysville, I say this so many times, we have so many different jewels, and it's just easy to take it, you know, to take them for granted. But we have the historic 1700s village, historic Washington out there. And one of the many fun events that they have is the Art and Chocolate Festival, and that is going on this weekend.
Yes, the Art and Chocolate Festival kicks off the tourism season for us. You know, we open up the visitor center out there this weekend, Saturday, April 6th, and the festival is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So all of the museums will be open out there. And you're talking about Maysville Gems. This is our oldest Maysville Gem.
Yes.
You know, Maysville started in Old Washington, Washington, Kentucky. And so we really love showing off this special village that we have right here.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to think that we are one of the few places in the nation that have an actual flatboat house.
Exactly. Yes, you have Mefford Fort out there. You have Kenton Station, which was Simon Kenton's store, and then next door you have the River Otter Traders building, and that is an actual store that some artisans are operating out of. So it's really special. A lot of different architecture that you can't really see anywhere else.
Yeah, and I want to mention it is a free event. But there'll be lots of cool stuff for you to buy.
There will be. So it is free to the public. All the museums are free to get into during the day as well. And then we are going to have over 52 vendors out in Old Washington.
Nice.
So that is more than we've had at the last few Simon Kenton festivals. And everyone is either an artisan or, you know, there's baked goods, chocolatiers, things like that. And everyone, it's a juried show, and you'll see a lot of new vendors that have never come to Maysville before, so that'll be really exciting.
Oh, cool. Can you kind of give us a hint as to some of the artisans that are going to be there?
Sure. Well, Erin Williams, she's local, so she's coming back. You'll have all of our Orvag vendors and artisans set up. Some of the new ones that you're going to be seeing food-wise will be the Greatest Dough Man Bakery. We're really excited about them. Castle and Key Distillery is coming for the first time. Very exciting. We're going to have carvings by G&Z Pottery out of Richmond, Ohio. And we're also going to have some different, you know, people you're going to see coming back time and time again. Blooming Valley Flower Farm, they started coming about 2 years ago to our festivals. They have beautiful items. Illuminated Candle Company, Kentucky Crepes. There's a lot of really exciting things that are coming.
And I think that we've pretty much gotten all of the nasty weather out of the way for the week so we can enjoy a beautiful weekend.
It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be in the high 50s, partly cloudy with the sun peeking out, you know, right around midday. So we're really excited about that. You know, it has been in the 70s, but 50 will be feel nice, you know, with a little bit of a breeze. You guys can wear your, you know, cute wintry summer clothes.
And also, some of your Easter clothes. Wear your Easter finery. You only wear it once a year.
There you go. Yeah, just wear a sweater underneath and you'll be fine.
Perfect. What about music? You going to have lots of music out there?
We are going to have Ed Thomas, and he is a saxophone player. And he actually will be wandering up and down the streets playing some you know, current music on the saxophone and maybe some older music that people might recognize. And he'll just be wandering in and out of the festival. So that'll be very nice. There's not going to be a main stage like there normally is.
Right. And, of course, you've got the Washington shops. Lots of really fun shops, knickknacks, curios. And, you know, it's April, which means Christmas is only 8 months away. Perfect time to start your Christmas shopping.
Exactly. With any of the vendors that are going to be there. And then, like you said, also the shops. So there is, you know, Phyllis's Antique Lamp Shop. There's some antique stores in there. And then local Orvag always has great gifts that you guys can buy throughout the year. They're open during the week and on the weekend. And then, you know, even there's going to be food on the street, but Little Jumbo's is going to be open as well, serving
nice
up pizzas outside. And then they'll have all their normal fare inside.
And, of course, for people who aren't familiar, ORVAG stands for the Ohio River Valley Artists Guild, a very talented group of people who make some incredible artwork.
They do. They have the store out in Old Washington, and then they also have one that is open downtown in the Cox Building. And you can join their group, and if you join, then you have access to their classes. And, you know, there are pottery classes that just started up this past weekend that you guys can take advantage of. There's always painting classes and groups that you can get together with like-minded folks to learn more and, you know, get tips and tricks. I started pottery classes myself with Toby Freed, who is part of ORVAG, and she has taught me so much. And it's, I mean, you know, it sounds difficult and it's a little intimidating when you start, but once you get into it, she's a wonderful teacher. And Ken Swinson is part of the group. He's amazing as well, local artisan. So,
not trying to age myself or Toby, but she was my art teacher in middle school.
Really? Well, so that, see, you know, taking classes from her, she is a, you know, has it in her blood.
Absolutely. Very talented. And it's really fun to see a lot of times, like I always say, going to the opera theater or, you know, seeing some of the other festivals that go along, it's really cool to see people that you didn't know had these talents come out and show off their stuff.
Exactly. I mean, and that's with all of the vendors that are going to be set up. You know, there is Putt for Fun is a new putt-putt company that you can do putt-putt rentals, and it is owned by one of our Maysville firefighters and his wife. And oh, so they'll be set up at the festival, and she has a boutique that she'll have set up alongside the Putt for Fun as well. Mm-hmm. So like you said, you'll see people out here set up as vendors or, you know, serving food that or doing pottery classes that you wouldn't necessarily know that they had that talent. And then that's something new. You know, you can show off your talent then.
Absolutely. If only I had one.
No, Robert, this is your talent.
Oh, God.
Luckily, you get to do it for a job.
Oh, boy. Yes. Anyway, it's coming up again this Saturday. 10 to 4, free. The only thing you need to do is bring plenty of money to help support the artisans and also to fill your tummy with lovely, delicious chocolate.
Yes, definitely. And the Marshall Key House is actually going to be open. It's been closed this past year for renovations, but they are going to be opening, doing a soft opening this Saturday, and it is beautiful. The hardwood floors have been redone, the walls, so that's going to be very exciting. I know that the Elizabeth Wallingford Foundation and everyone who's been involved with the Harry Beecher Stowe Museum renovation is very excited about that, so I just wanted to make sure we touched on that. There's going to be things going on at Mefford's Fort, children's games, candles will be for sale because they do candle making there for during Frontier Christmas.
It is fun to watch.
It is wonderful. And then the Albert Sidney Johnson House, they're going to be doing handmade quilt demonstrations with Jeanette Toll. The DAR is going to be in the Paxton Inn, and they're going to be selling baked goods, cake and cup flavors, and some Derby Day crafts. So that's all exciting. And then, of course, since Ginny B couldn't be here with me today, I would be remiss if I did not mention the Federal Hill celebration that'll be happening Saturday, May 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they will be doing living history tours, activities, music, food, and fun. So that is a fundraiser for the Federal Hill project that the Elizabeth Wallingford Foundation purchased that property and is renovating the building. So very, very exciting. Another gem to add to Old Washington that is, you know, one of Maysville's oldest gems.
Another reason we are the center of the universe.
We are. I know.
We are. Absolutely. You know, what amazes me, how passionate our citizens are. We're so blessed to have such a really cool town, such an eclectic mix of buildings, architecture, lots of skills. And it's really great that we have citizens who know that and want to put the time in to make sure and preserve our history.
Yeah, and if there's any young people out there that also want to get involved and, you know, have the love for historic renovation and preservation and want to get in touch with any of these organizations, they would love to have you and love to have your input and have you volunteer. They're always open to welcoming more people into their groups or just their volunteer list. So don't hesitate to reach out to them. And if you ever want to get more involved, you know, reach out to tourism and we can put you in touch with the right folks. So info@cityofmaysvilleky.gov. And if you're interested in being a vendor at any of our festivals in the future, definitely send us an email.
Have we covered everything?
I believe so. We you know,
flew through.
I know. Keep a lookout for any other events that are happening in the city of Maysville by following our Facebook page, Visit Maysville, and then also our website, visitmaysville.com. You guys can go to our calendar of events and see everything that's going on within the city. The next big event that we have coming up is going to be the Food Truck Festival on April 19th and 20th. That's a Friday and Saturday, and that is put on by the Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association. They serve it's regional firefighters in the area. Lots of good food trucks. I know they have 8 to 10 more food trucks than they had last year, and live music Friday and Saturday night from 7 to 10. So that'll be really exciting as well. We're headed straight into the tourism season, and it's going to be really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I know I talked to Caroline Reese about the Downtown Summer Sounds coming back. So live music, got lots of great food, restaurants, eclectic shops. It's just happening.
There's live music every weekend downtown, Robert. Whether you're at Pandemonium, the Pub, Kenton Stories with Spirit, Hemingway's, Chandler's, there's live music, food, things going on every single weekend. So it's a really exciting time to be a Maysvillian.
And something that we haven't seen a lot. I know at least one has open mic nights.
Yes. So Hemingway's and Pandemonium have done that. And then the Crowbar will usually have live music every other weekend. Hemingway's usually one night or the other if they're not doing open mic. So it's really exciting. And, you know, so if there's any local talent out there, check out their Facebook pages, follow Maysville Main Street on Facebook and get out there and come down and spread your wings.
So basically, grab your calendar, visit the site, start making your appointments now, you know, get that put into your date book, because, you know, for everybody or anybody who says there's nothing to do in Maysville, well, you're not looking in the right places.
Exactly.
Caitlin, thank you so much for being with us today. Look forward to having you in the studio again very soon.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Folks, enjoy your Thursday. Snow or not, it's still here and it's still spring. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.